I came here and I think it's 1st of September 1963. My father took me to, next day he took me to the school before he missed. I met the headmaster, Dr. Humphrey. He said to me, he said, look, what you could do is you could come down from Friday to school. I just had a matric done and I didn't know much English anyway.
It was difficult for
you. It was very, very difficult in 1963.
Mm-hmm.
So next day, on Wednesday, I think, Thursday, my father took me to Ballymoney for a shop. He picked me up at the school uniform. On Friday morning, I went to school. The system in here in the schools was completely different. And back home in India, used to be your teacher came to your class and everybody was stayed in the class in one room. So I had no timetable, I had nothing. So what happened was, out of there. And what happened was, I went to school that day. There, Dr. Humphrey sent us this guy there. He said, you look after Naresh today and see how it goes. So he didn't give me any timetable. First English period happened. And everybody just went out, and I was stuck in a corridor. I didn't know where to go. I was in the, walking in the corridor. Then one of the teachers said to me, he said, do you know what you're doing? I said, no, I don't know what I'm doing today. He said, you just arrived? Yes. First day in school? Yes. So then he showed me, he said, your class, is next class is there. So I went up there. That class finished. They went to the other class. So it was completely a haywire day for me.
That was difficult.
In India, only the teacher moves.
No.
In India, the classes are same, only
but
teachers move.
Different teacher
from
come
one
to the
different
yeah.
teacher
will
come for different class.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't find any problems like
then,
that. I was only 16 when I came here, and then I did equivalent to A-levels. I was underage, so I couldn't go to medical college in India, but I came here then. But I went to university when I was 19, I think. I had my first child when I was 17, and then I went to college or university in Coleraine. And they wanted me to do A-levels, but I said, no, I would prefer not to do. Then they interviewed me. I think I went through 2 or 3 interviews and went through interview with British Council. So they accepted me without A-levels. But because I was 19, I thought it was easier to blend. That time I didn't face any problems that, and then there were students from all over. I think university was much easier. If I had to go to school, I would have the same problems maybe.
Yeah, but then that particular time I was saying, like, you know, that then what happened was, it came at 3:25, the bell rang, everybody ran to the bus. But my father told me on that morning, he said, look, you know, the bus will be waiting outside the school for you. You just sit in the bus, come to Port Rush. So this is me in the new country.
I had to walk from Port
right
Rush.
Then what happened was that the bell rang and the buses were outside and they left without me. So I started walking to the left because everybody was walking to the left. So I went up to the town square. So all I knew was I wanted to go to Port Rush. My father told me, he said, our house is beside the railway station.
Was this your second day here?
First day.
First day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you used to live in Port Rush?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, I didn't know that. That's the first time.
Whereabouts? Then what happened was, then I went walk to the town, and this guy there was, he seen me in school that day there. He said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to Port Rush. He said, you stand there, look for the bus coming back here. You'll pick up the Port Rush bus. So first thing, I kept on looking at the bus. Bus came, it said Port. Stuart. I didn't have the word Stuart. I got the word Port.
And you sat
down.
So I
jumped.
It's difficult. I know when you're very new in a country. Like I happened to be in London. You know,
I sat. I sat on the bus on the top of the stairs, and then I said, thank God I got the bus. The bus left. Everybody got off at this place called Port Stuart. And the conductor came up to me the upstairs. He said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to Port Rush. I have a ticket here to go to Port Rush. He said, look, this bus finishes here. You get off here, stand there, at a bus stop, the other bus will follow, and you take that bus, they'll take you to Portrush, and you tell the driver that you are a conductor, you have a ticket. Oh, so I said, my good God, what a country. So I got off the
I see a daisy life in India, you see, we were used to travel in buses in India.
So I stood at the bus station, bus stop there, but I stood there for about half an hour, there was no bus. So I said to myself, oh God, what am I going to do? So I started, I said, like, all the people are going to the, you know, straight on. I thought Portrush must be in this direction, you know. So I started to walk towards that there, then the bus came. I was between the halfway between the two stops, but then the bus wouldn't stop. So I kept on walking. I walked to from there to Portrush. I reached, I said, what place am I going? Oh yes, I'll go to the railway station. To the square, that's where I know where I have to go. So I walk up there, gradually I reach there, I think it was 6 o'clock. They said, what happened to you today? I said, I went to school today. He said, the bus will bring you up here at 4 o'clock. You're 2 or 3 hours late. You were all worried about you. I said, this is my first day in school. Good Lord. Then like then I said, what a forsaken country. You know, nobody to help, nobody to do anything, you know.
It was the hardest day of his life. Motivation was down then.
It was a wonderful experience too, but then
you not cry?
I did. I was so tired.
Tell Lisa, he's the only child.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe that also.
Because there was no elder brother to guide you or sister.
16. Oh, yeah. Oh, it must have been horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a new country.
No support, yeah.
But they didn't know much English, didn't know anybody, didn't ask anybody.
Yeah.
So I watched the square because I knew there was a chip shop beside us. The house, and there was a grocery shop there in the corner. It was on that street where the bookies are now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the house we were living there. So it was you know, a new experience and this and that.
New country.
That's what I'm saying. New country, new experience,
yeah.
And a new environment, weather.
Yeah,
people
are different.
Everything was so different. Yeah.